Hare Krishna. Give the world your attention, but don't give it monopoly over your attention. Don't miss the forest for the trees. This is a saying that cautions us against getting so caught in small things as to miss far more important bigger things. And this cautionary note applies to us spiritualists when we function in this material world. Often the inevitable ups and downs of life in this world can consume us emotionally. And when we become thus consumed, we just lose track of long-term spiritual goals. And not only that, the ups and downs of life can make us so unsteady, so uncomfortable, so insecure that we can't respond intelligently to them, especially if we become emotionally consumed by them. The best way to avoid such buffeting by life's ups and downs is to look beyond this life, to look beyond this world. The spiritual wisdom of the Gita helps us to understand our spiritual identity and to understand our relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Being Krishna. When we understand that we are at our core spiritual and indestructible, when we understand that we are always in the presence of Krishna and He will protect us, then we get a sense of security which enables us to look at worldly ups and downs without being filled with insecurity because of them. Some people fear that if we become spiritual, then we may not give due attention to this world. We may become negligent or irresponsible about our worldly responsibilities. No, that is not the message of the Gita. The Gita tells us in 18.46 that yatah pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavah. Yatah pravrittir bhutanam, that from whom all of existence comes about, yena sarvam idam tatam, by whom this whole existence is pervaded, swakarmanatam abhyarcha, by one's own work, one should worship Him. Siddhim vindati manavah, by this one will attain perfection. So here Krishna states that by worshipping Him, by becoming devoted to Him, we can move steadily towards Him. And the way to move towards Him is by recognizing that His presence is not just beyond this world, His presence is in this world also. And that immanent aspect of Krishna is what we worship when we worship Him through our work. So that means, When we do all our work in a mood of devotion, then we definitely give attention to the work. We give it due attention. But we don't give it monopoly over our attention. That means we recognize that there is a far more enduring reality beyond this world, and our essential relationship, our most important relationship is with that reality, with Krishna. And it is that Krishna whom we are trying to serve this world. So serve in this world. So because this world is the arena of our service, we do give due attention to it, but we don't let it consume our attention because we know that the service is meant for a person and that person is the one with whom we are trying to relate. In fact, when our vision is fixed only on this world, then we often not only subject ourselves to insecurity and stress, but also we put ourselves in destructive competition with others who also think that this world is the only source of pleasure for them. And because of this, the resources of this world being limited and everybody wanting to consume those resources, there is competition and often destructive competition at that. So if we focus only on this world, it is quite likely that we will destroy this world, we will damage this world, we will damage ourselves as residents of this world. But by refusing to give this world monopoly over our attention, we can act maturely in this world, doing our best while contributing here and progressing towards the best destination beyond this world, towards Krishna's eternal abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.